We just took a peek at this last week, but we didn't really spend much time. And this is so this is a sugya that garnered a lot of attention from the post Grizz generation of briskers. So Rav Simcha Sheps and Chanuch Fishman, there's a little bit of the Grizz, spent some time dealing with a particular Tosfos that creates a unique kind of a problem on Dalet Amud Aleph and Bava Kamma. So what I thought we would do is, so tonight we're going to learn the sugya ourselves, and then you guys are here for a week, is that right? So this is a one and done for you guys. Yeah? So we'll learn the sugya ourselves, but then over the next couple of weeks, we will look at how Rav Sheps and Rav Fishman approach the same sugya that we're going to learn. So Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara. So really, I guess I should just review with you quickly the Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah in Bava Kamma. So the Mishnah says, Arba Avos Nezikin Hashor Va'abor Va'amave Va'hever. Lo Hari Hashor Kahari Amava Lo Hari Amava Kahari Hashor. So the Mishnah describes the Avos of Nezikin, and it makes some comparisons. And what's not clear in the Mishnah is what Mava means. And it's a machlokas. When the Mishnah says Mava, does that mean Adam? Is the Mishnah making a comparison between Shor and Adam? Or is the Mishnah talking about a certain type of Shor Mazik? So in the sugya that we're doing, the Gemara is, the premise of the Gemara at this point is that Mava means Adam, and the Shor is making it, the Gemara is making a comparison between Shor and Adam Hamazik. Let me just find the spot. So in Dalet Amud Aleph, this is going to be about 9 lines up from the bottom. Umay lo hari. So this, I think it's about maybe a little bit more than 9 lines up. It's in the middle of the text there. Do you guys see it? So the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean when the Mishnah says, the Mishnah's words that I just read to you, which were lo hari. So the Mishnah said lo hari ashor kahari amave, velo hari amave kahari ashor. So what does it mean lo hari? So hachi kamar lo rei hashor shemashalem es hakofer kari adam shein mashalem es hakofer. So what it means is that, so by shor, we know by shor mazik, if your shor goes and is muad to be aggressive and then it kills somebody, so what happens is that the Baal, the owner of the shor, has to pay something called kofar. Kofar is something that the Beis Din sort of determines based on, it's a determination based on the value of the person that dies. So they determine a value of the person that got killed, and the Baal of the shor has to pay that. So the Gemara says that when the Mishnah says that Adam Hamazik is not like Shor Hamazik, what it means is that there is a Chumrah by Shor that you don't have by Adam. What is the Chumrah? By Shor Hamazik, you pay kofar. You pay this amount of money that would compensate the kids, the family, for the loss of the person, right? By Adam, when a person kills another person, you don't. Well, at this point in the Gemara, it would seem you don't pay anybody, right? If I murder you, I don't go and pay your family. I get Misa, and that's the end of it. So the Gemara is operating under the assumption that there is a Kula here by Adam in Dinei Nefashos that you don't have by Dinei Mamonos. So if you look at Tosos, so this is where the jump off point for the sugya is, because it seems to be okay. So the Gemara is saying you happen to have a kula by Dinei Nefashos, by Ariga, that you don't have by Dinei Mamonos. So Tosos says Kri Adam Shein Meshalem Es Hakofer Hiksha Riva My Chumra Hizu. What is the chumrah? The Gemara is saying that there's a chumrah. So for the guys who just walked in, the Gemara is making a comparison. It's saying when you think about when you think about a manslaughter that happens vis-a-vis your property versus something that you do with your own hands, it turns out that there is a kula by murder that we don't have by manslaughter. And the kula is that when you, if you're negligent in watching your property and it kills somebody, I have to pay you the value. I have to pay, the person that owns the shore has to pay the family the value of the person that died. Not probably not an easy thing to estimate, but there's some shuma, there's some estimation for the value of the person that died. But when I murder you, yeah, I get misa, but the family doesn't get anything, right? They don't get money, presumably. That's the argument that Gemara is making here. Presumably, they don't get any money. So that would seem to be a kula, that there's no, you don't pay anything when you kill somebody with your own hands versus when a shor kills somebody, when it's mu'ad to be aggressive, the shor is killed, right? And you pay money, and you pay the kofar. Does that make sense? Okay. So the Riva asks the question, what kind of chumrah is this by the shor? He says, hi, de'ain mashalim as a kofar, that you don't pay the kofar in dini momenus, in dini nefashos, it's not because there's a kula there. Why? Mishum dekimle b'derav mineh. Right? You guys heard that expression before? Kimle b'derav mineh? It's an idiom that means that when you get, in cases where you're chayev, both like malchus or misa, really misa and mamon, so you get one or the other. Usually, you get the malchus, you get the thing that's more chomer, and you're putter from the mamon. So the classic cases would be like, if you were Machal Shabbos and at the same time you did Nezek, right? In the same action. So in that case, you don't pay the Teshlumi Nezek because there's already a burden of Dine Nefashos there. But there's already a burden of Onesh that is not Momonos, right? There's a burden of Malchus, let's say, or Misa. So the other case is that if you're Chovel Pachos Misheva Pruta, you have the same phenomena. Right? Chovo pachos misheva pruta, you get malchus for the chavala, and you're putter for the tashlumen for the chavala. Ein loka umishalim. So sometimes you're loka, but if you're chovel more than a sheva pruta, so you pay the mamon, and you're putter from the malchus. So it doesn't mean that you necessarily get one or the other, but you only get one of the two. And that's the expression kim lebed ramine. It goes throughout many cases in Shas where that expression is used to reconcile whether you do Teshlumi Mamon or whether you get an Onesh. Does that make sense? So the Riva says that, wait a second, you want to tell me that there is, that your putter, that there's a Chumra by Shor Hanisko, by the case of the Shor that kills somebody, and the Chumra is that you pay money. That's not a Chumra. Because when a person kills somebody, it's Kim Leber Ramine, he's getting Misa. So he can't be Mishalom Mamon anyway. You could never do Teshlomi Mamon because he's already getting the Misa. So that's not a Chumra. So then the Riva answers, V'teretz deshogeg nami potter, miditana debe chizkia. He says, okay, so here's the scenario under which this really is a kula. He says, because even in a case where you don't get Misa, what's a case where you don't get Misa? Let's say you kill someone without Hasra, right? Let's say you kill someone b'shogeg. So according to Chizkiah, according to the Yeshiva of Chizkiah, if you kill someone b'shogeg, we still say that shogeg, kimle b'derav mineh, still putters you from tashlumi nezek. Okay, we still say that kimle b'derav mineh, any time that you do something, even that you're not Niskevan, even if you don't have Hasra, even though you're not getting the actual Misa, maybe Misi B'dei Shemayim, but you don't actually get a punishment, it's still Kimmeter Ravineh. You're still Pater from Tashlumi Nezek. So if that's true, it really is a Kula. Because then you have a case by Adam Hamazik, by Dinei Nefashos, you have a case where the person doesn't really get any punishment, and they're still Pater from Tashlumi Mamon, right? Why don't they get any punishment? Because it's shogeg, and shogeg, then nothing's going to happen, right? They're not actually going to get punished. They're not going to get the Misa. But still, according to Chizkiah, you're putter from Teshlumi Mamon. So what seems to be clear, and this is item one that when we take a look at the way some of the brisker gedolim look at the sugya, what seems to be pretty clear already is that at least there's an inyan of kofar here, right? Because the Riva is saying it's kimle b'rabmine. There's no kimle b'rabmine unless those two things are both represented, right? You need both. You need a competition at least between tashlume mamon and an onesh. If you say, "Oh, there's no kofar by, there's no inyan of kofar by hariga," then you're done. There's no kimle b'rabmine. It just doesn't exist. The Riva is assuming that this thing does exist, but you're putter from it. So we have to understand, where does that come from, right? Because the pasuk, we know that there is a, that you're chayev in tashlume kofar. We know that from a pasuk. The pasuk.
For sure.
Yeah. That's a pasuk in Shemos Chaf Aleph Lamed. So it says, im kofar yushis alav. This is if the shor kills somebody. V'nason pidyon nafshel k'kol asher yushis alav. The pasuk says it's a, you have to be poda your own nefesh by paying the family, right, that of the person that your shor killed. So your shor killed someone, you have to be poda your nefesh, right? But that's by shor and niskel, the pasuk says. It doesn't say that by hariga. There's nothing by ritzicha that you have to pay kofar. So there's an assumption already that this is true in principle by dinei nefashos, by ritzicha also. Certainly not in the pasuk, right? And so far not here. Okay, but the Riva says that the kimle b'rabmine is what actually putters you from a kofar, that it's not so clear that you're even chayavin at this point, but we'll see. There is a source for that.
This is where the chayav of kofar come for Adam?
Well, that would be our question. Our question at this point is to say, wait a second. I know that there's a pasuk that tells me that you're chayav kofar by shor niskel, right? That's a fact of the pasuk, and it's a fact of the sugya. Now, there's an assumption being made that in principle, you should be chayav kofar by Adam also. It's a kula that you're not. So, just approaching the sugya agnostically, you'd say, you're not putter from kofar. There's just no inyan of it. You kill someone, you're chayav misa. Done. There's no dine mamonis phenomenon happening here. Right? Because it's a chiddush. The pasuk tells you by shor and nizkel that when the shor does that, you're chayav this thing called kofar. So, that the pasuk is in dine mamonis. It's talking about shor hamazik. So why would I extrapolate from that to a case of hariga and dine nefashos? Right. So at that point, we stop and ask ourselves, how are we establishing of the assumption? Does that make sense?
Does the pasuk mosi mas for kofar by shor?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, the baal of yumas. First, the pasuk says the baal should die, and then it says, it's clear, it becomes, no, the baal pays mamon to be poda his nefesh, because really he should die for what the shor did. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the Riva. So then, this is how it gets interesting. Okay, so this is what, look at what the Ri says. V'omer Ri. The lav pircha hi klau. The question of the Riva is not even a question. Says the lo mifter mishum kimle b'rabmine. There's no patur of kofar because of kimle b'rabmine. V'kam nami ein shayach lehizkir tana de bei chizkia. So we don't need chizkia, right? His chiddush of even where you do something shogeg and there's no onesh, you're still putter from the mamon. We don't need that. Why not? K'lo lekamon b'perek beis daf chav alman alaf mashma. The ilav kra the alav, and we'll look at that pasuk. Velo ala adam havi yalfinan adam mishor she is chayev mezid misa vekofer. Says because the truth is that and chaf vav amid aleph, the Gemara suggests that if it weren't for the pasuk, and we'll take a look at the pasuk that specifically says Yushis Alav, meaning the shore, I would have said that in a case where someone kills someone b'mezid, they would in fact pay kofar and get misa, meaning that kimle b'rabmine wouldn't apply. In fact, you'd do both. This would not be a kimle b'rabmine situation. Even though, in point of fact, you're paying mamon and you're getting misa, those are competing. How is it not kimle b'rabmine? Why not? He says, Umealav patri le afilu shogeg dumya deshor, dein mazid leshor. Right? He says that from the pasuk, even in a case where you kill someone b'shogeg, it doesn't matter, right? Even where you kill someone b'shogeg, you're still potter from the kofar. That's exactly the case of a shor is considered shogeg all the time. There's no such thing as mazid by the shor. So even shogeg, right? Even shogeg, you're going to be potter from the kofar. Right? Why? Utan bechizki the potter feel b'shogeg hainu mamon shehizik b'shas chi of misa. Chizki's chiddush is that when you're chayev tashlume mamon, like I am mazik your shirt as I'm machal Shabbos, I'm potter from the tashlume mamon. Lafuki mimon de darish beperik ilunaris ha imye ason lo yanesh to dafke din ason. Asa chizki of yashminon lav dafke din ason lo yanesh el afilu shogeg lo yanesh. Chizkiyah's chiddush has to do with a pasuk that's talking about a pregnant woman, and you accidentally, right, you're fighting with someone, you accidentally hit the woman, the baby unfortunately dies. Now there's an issue of tashlumin for the vlad, and the question is, do you have to actually get Misa? Like, do you have to have Adam there, get Hasra, and get the Misa to be putter from, if she dies, to be putter from paying for the Vlad? Or even if you just killed her and it was technically Shogeg, would you be putter from the Vlad? But that's what Chizki is trying to establish, is Tashlume Mamon, not Kofar. Right? So what the Re says is that the pasuk is teaching you something about kofar specifically. There's a pasuk that says that you're not chayev kofar by hariga. There's a pasuk that deals with that. Chizki's position is about mamon. Now, it's true that kofar is mamon, but Chizki's position is about mamon in general. That when you get misa, you're potter, and even if you do something that you're chayev misa for, even if you're not getting the misa, right? As a case of ason mamish and not din ason. Even if you're not getting the misa, there were no edim, you didn't get hasra, still, you're potter from the mamon. But that doesn't say anything about kofar. So what the Re is saying is that the Reva's question isn't a question. Because there's no kimle b'ramine. We never need kimle b'ramine. Kimle b'ramine means you have a competition between an onesh and tashlume mamon. Here, there's no competition like that. Here, what there is a chiyuv kofar that is specific to hariga, which could perfectly well coexist with a chiyuv misa. Just so happens there's a pasuk that tells you that you're putter from kofar even when you do it b'shogeg. Right? But there's a limud for that. And we're going to do the Gemara in a second. So,
by Adam?
There's a limud. Well, yeah, there's a limud for Adam. The limud is yushas alav, meaning the shore, not Adam. So there's a lima that by Adam, by Hariga, there is no chiyuv kofar. You're potter. So if there's a limud, what is Kimle B'Ramine doing? A limud trumps a right? Because there's a difference between a deduction, right? Or using a principle to draw a conclusion versus something that's explicit in Torah Shebichsav. If it's explicit in Torah Shebichsav that you're not chiyuv kofar, then you don't need Kimle B'Ramine to pot to you. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So the question is, what is the Reva going to do with the sugya? So let's look at Chavav Amud Aleph, because we don't want to just take the Re's word for it. It's not a very long sugya, so let's do that.
This is for the limud of for when you kill someone?
It is. Okay. So the sugya starts probably 15 lines down, and it's at the end of a line. V'yehe Adam chayev b'kofar mikal v'chomer. Do people see that? V'yehe, it's at the end of a line. V'yehe chavav amin aleph. Go 15 lines down. I'm guessing it's 15. And if you just scan the last word of the line until you get to v'yehe. You know, it could be that my Gemara, you know what, look in the middle of your line. Don't look at the end. It could be my Gemara's line differently. V'yehe Adam chayev b'kofar mikal v'chomer. Okay. So now the Gemara wants to. So the Gemara says, I can teach you from a Kal Vachomer that you're Chayev and Kofer from Shor. Okay? So the Gemara says, Uma Shor She'eno Chayev Ba'arba Devarim Chayev Ba'Kofer, right? By Shor Hamazik, you're not Chayev and Arba Devarim. And if you look at Rashi, V'yehei Adam Chayev Ba'Kofer, he says, Kagon B'mezid V'lo Asrube, D'leisa Bar K'tola V'lo Velo bar gullus. He says, in a case where you did it bemezid and you didn't get hasra, so now you're not going to get, he's giving you a potential case where you're not going to get the misa because you were bemezid and you didn't get the hasra, so you're, that's shogeg. And you're not bar gullus either, right? It's because here you didn't do it accidentally, you did it on purpose, you just happened not to get hasra. So you're not going to go to your miklat for that, right? Because it wasn't really an accident. It was mazed without hasra. So there's neither gullus or misa. He says, ashor, so he says, umash shor she'eno chayev b'chavala arba devarim. I mean, ashor can't really do a chavala. But if ashor attacks someone, right? If a person attacks someone, in addition to the nezek that you pay, right? If you attack someone, you also pay tsar, right? You pay refor, you pay sheves, you pay boshes. You pay for the pain of the injury. You pay for time off work. You pay for the doctor bill. And you pay for the embarrassment, you know, of, you know, the social injury that comes from, you know, the denigration of your reputation. Okay? Ela nezek lechude. He says, I'm sorry, Ela Nezek Lechude. So the only thing you're chayev by shore, you're eno chayev, arba devarim, Ela Nezek Lechude. You're chayev Nezek, of course, just like in a, if a person does a chavala. So the shore and the adam have that in common, but you're not chayev and arba devarim. But you are chayev and kofer, right? Hechad de kutle, you're chayev and kofer. But adam that does that, not chayev and kofer, presumably. But I'll tell you that if it's true that Shor is not Chayev and Arba Devarim, and Odom is, I'll tell you from a Kal Vachomer that Odom should be Chayev and Kofer. Right? Ma Shor She'enu Chayev and Arba Devarim. Sure, you're not even Chayev Refoy or Sheves. You're not Chayev for all these things. But you are Chayev and Kofer. You're Chayev in this other dimension of Nezek. Right? Adam by Chavala, I'm chayev in this multi-dimensional compensation. I got to pay all of these different things, time off work, tsar, boshes. If I have to pay all those things, certainly I should have to pay kofar also, if I'm chayev to pay kofar by a shor. Does everyone understand that? Yeah. Meaning, if we're that careful with tashlumen by a shor, that we include kofar, but we don't include Arba Devarim, so it must be that by Adam where we're even more careful, right, to include Arba Devarim, we would certainly have to include Kofar. Does everyone get that?
Yeah.
Okay. Does everyone see a problem with that?
So are we exactly
what is Kofar is, well, the way that kofar is defined by the Rambam is it's the demeya neherig. It's the value of the dead person. I mean, I guess in the legal sense, the closest thing we have to it is you know, if you accidentally killed someone and you went to court for an accidental death, they have a way of determining the lifetime of your wages or something that would... Some way of determining the earning potential or... I mean, I don't know exactly how they would do it. It's the Beis Din did it. That's all. That's the only thing we know from the Rishonim is the Beis Din made some sort of a shuma of the economic impact, the economic footprint of the person. And it was based, it was specific to the person. It wasn't like a fixed knas or anything. Yeah.
So two things. One, isn't it a fallacious comparison because Arba Devarim isn't necessarily just monetary compensation. It's like for violating some sort of social order.
Yeah.
So one, that doesn't even make sense to say that a shor should be higher for that.
Yep.
One, and two, wouldn't you also just be able to say that there's Kimle, maybe not the Mizchai, but it's Kimle B'Dravmine, that he's going to only pay Arba Devarim and not actually pay Kofar? He's not going to be Shaykh and Kofar anyhow?
You mean in terms of making him Chayav both of you? Well, this isn't a Chavala, this is Hariga. So we're not talking about that the guy is chayav for a chavala and the hariga. They're just making a comparison between if chavala he's chayav and arba devarim, by hariga he should certainly be chayav kofar. Not that you'd ever be chayav both.
If someone dies from a chaburi,
you're not paying the chavala also, presumably. That may be kimle beramine.
Yeah.
That could be kimle beramine. That or maybe not. I mean, I could entertain both of those. But the credit that your observation, I think, is right. In other words, the observation is that arba devarim you're chayav in, that's true, you're chayav in arba devarim, but it's not exactly nezek, right? Because arba devarim, in the world of tashlume mamon, in the world of mamon hamazik, sheves is grumma, right? Boshes is grumma. Even the nezek is kind of grumma for chavala. All these things are grumma. The fact is that it's a lav, chavala. So it's a lav that happens to have a tshuva that involves a financial compensation, but it's not really strictly tashlume mamon. It's a chov, and it's a chov that the Torah tells you you're chayiv in that comes from the lav of chavala. Let me just finish this thought. So if that's true, to say that a kal v'chomer in terms of where the shor isn't chayiv in that, the shor is not chayiv in it because it's a form of tshuva. It's not really strictly so much dini momenus. So the shor is not really shayach to that. The person on the other side, the kofar, seems to be something that is particularly dini momenus. Right? That when a shor kills somebody, that's not dini nefashos, that's dini momenus. I'm chayev to pay the tashlum and to pay the kofar, but Torah's dini momenus. Hariga is dini nefashos. So I think what Ezra is saying is that the kal v'chomer here seems to be conflating two different worlds. It's conflating the world of dini mamonis with the world of dini nefashos. You can't make a kal v'chomer that moves from dini mamonis to dini nefashos. It's sort of moving in both directions. So the sort of question that we're going to have to understand the sugya is what really is the kal v'chomer? Because, yeah, you're right. There's something that the shor is not chayev in that the adam is, and then that there's something that the shor is chayev in that the adam is not. But to say that because the shor is chayev in something that the adam is not, and that the adam is chayev in something the shor is not, therefore the adam should be chayev in that other thing, would only be true if those were cognate, right? If those were dimensionally similar. They're not dimensionally similar. They're dimensionally separate. So where is the kal v'chomer? Aaron, did you have a question?
Yeah, my rabbi has already asked it before.
Say. So then the Gemara says, so, okay, fine, you should be chayev. So the Gemara is accepting this kal v'chomer, saying that you should be chayev in kofar. So why are you not? We know in point of fact you're not. So the Gemara says, Amar kra kakol asher yushas alav, alav v'lo ala adam. So the Gemara interprets when the pasuk says, Kasher Yushas Alav, Im Kofar Yushas Alav, Nason Pidyon Nafsho Kakola Sher Yushas Alav. The Yushas Alav is on the shore, not on the person. The Kofar that falls on him, the obligation that falls on him, for what the shore does. Okay? So since it's for what the shore does, it's not for what the guy does. Okay? So the Pasuk tells you that you're not Chayev and Kofar. So Kal v'chomer, from a logical deduction, we would say that you would be chayev and kofar from shor, which doesn't seem so understandable when you sort of unpackage it from the two different realms that it lives in. And then once you accept that, the Gemara says, no, you need a pasuk, really. That does work. You need a pasuk to pater you. So the kokozhir yushasalav, the way that the Riva takes this, right? This isn't just telling you, I mean, one observation you have to make here. The Riva doesn't tell you that this means that you're not chayev and kofar, right? What was the Riva's lashon? The Riva's lashon was de ilav kra de alav, that's in Dalet Amud Aleph in the Tosfos, velo al adam havi al finan adam mishor she is chayev mezid misa v'kofar. Ume alav patrela, patrele. Ome alav patrele. Does anyone get that? What the Ri is saying? The Ri isn't saying that the pasuk tells you that there's no inyan of kofar by adam, by ariga. right? The Ri is saying that the pasuk itself potters you from something that's there. Does everyone see that? He doesn't say, oh, we learned from the pasuk that there's no chi of kofar. He could have said that. You're not chayiv in kofar. Because me'alav, right? V'lo al adam. You're not chayiv in kofar. The Ri doesn't say that. He says that the pasuk tells you you're potter from kofar. So he doesn't disagree with the Riva in principle that kofar is there's a concept of kofar that would apply here. Just says the pasuk gets you out of it. You don't need kim le'biramine.
What's the proposed pasuk that would say that it gets you out of it? That you're potter from kofar by adam?
Me'alav, v'lo al adam. Like the pasuk we just read, the one that share yushas alav. A sher yushas alav tells you that alav, meaning on the shore. It's just shore. So we say there's kofar by shore. Kal v'chomer, there's kofar by adam. The pasuk tells you there's no kofar by adam.
That's why there's kimli ramine.
Nope. Yep. So, yeah. How is it possible? What does the Ri mean? What does it mean to be putter from something that you're never chayav in? Because the chiyav comes from a kal v'chomer, and now the Torah is pottering you from a kal v'chomer. All right? Is that basically what you mean?
Yeah, midiraisa, yeah. You don't have the
dinner. Yeah, midiraisa, you're potter. That's, what does it mean to midiraisa be potter?
You don't have it. There's no chiyav.
All right. So, okay. So those are sort of the questions, right? It's a lot of questions. The question is, what is the machlokas, the Riva, and the Ri? How do we understand the Riva in light of what we know about the pasuk? How is it possible to have a chov from a kal v'chomer and then have a pasuk pater you? What is the difference between not being chayev and being pater midiraisa? What is the difference? Are those the same thing? And what is the kal v'chomer exactly? How do we understand the kal v'chomer? Interesting about the whole sugya. What's interesting from the 20,000 foot view of the sugya is that nobody ever just says there's no kofar by adam. The only lashon you have in the whole sugya is potter. So the Riva says you're potter from kofar because of kimli b'ramine. Kimli b'ramine is a mechanism to resolve competing obligations, but those obligations have to be extant to compete, right? You can't be potter from mamon with malchus unless you're chayav malchus or you're chayav misa. So even in the case of shogeg, where you kill somebody b'shogeg, you still are over the lav. You still have the lav of lo tirtzach or whatever. You don't get the actual onesh because you're shogeg. But the Riva says that kimle b'rabamine knocks out the obligation in kofar. But that doesn't seem to be a kula. See, the Riva's question is, what is the kula by adam? Because the implication of the Mishnah is that there's a kula by adam that shores more chomer. Lohari, meaning each of them has a chomer that the other one doesn't have. So the Riva's question is, what is the chomer by shore? So there's no kula here. And then he says, well, even so kimle b'rabamine would imply there's no kula. It's just a reconciliation of what has to happen. But then he says, no, there is a kula. The kula is that in a case of shogeg, you're not going to get the offal. You get nothing. You walk away sort of scot-free. You're shogeg, you don't pay the kofar. According to Chizkiah, even in a case of shogeg, kimle b'ramine works. It's not din ason, it's ason mamash. That's from a Gemara in Ksuvas. You don't have to be convicted. You just have to have done the deed. If you did the deed, you're putter from... And you're going to ask me, well, then how do you potter from the mamon if you don't have the edim, you don't know that he did the deed. So let's say it's a case that there are edim but no hasra. Easy to say. All these things are maneuverable, okay? Because I know you were going to say that. So the Riva sort of answers his own question, but it's not, the answer is problematic. This is why the early 20th century briskers were so preoccupied with the sugya. Because there is a premise here. The premise is that kofar does exist here, and there's a machlokus over whether kimle b'rabine can really apply in this case. According to the Riva, kimle b'rabine applies. According to the Ri, there's a posuk that specifically potters you from kofar because kofar is not the same as mamon, right? Chizkiah, kimle b'rabine is a chov mamon. That's reconciling a chov mamon. Chov kofar is something else. That's a pidyon nefesh. You can't, kimle b'ramine was never conceived of. There was no construal to use that mechanism to pati you from a pidyon nefesh. There was to pati you from a chov mamon. So he says you need a limud. Oh, and you have one. Chav vav amar aleph. That teaches you a shir yushis alav. Alav velo odom. The shore is the only thing that's chayev in kofar. Odom is in principle chayev, but potter because of the pasuk. So then the problem is, well, the Riva didn't learn chav vav amar aleph. It's a Gemara. There's no machlokus there, right? That Gemara was there was nothing debated in that Gemara. It said v'yehei adam chayev bekofer mikal v'chomer. Seems pretty airtight. Oh, but the pasuk teaches us that he's potter from it. Yeah, done.
Kal v'chomer is a bad kal v'chomer.
Okay, but the kal v'chomer has to be a good kal v'chomer because the Gemara doesn't reject the kal v'chomer. The Gemara brings a pasuk, right? The Gemara could have interrogated the kal v'chomer and determined that it was faulty. Nope, the Gemara is totally satisfied with it. That since there's no arba devarim by shor, but there is kofar, and there's arba devarim by adam, kal v'chomer, there's kofar by adam. Even though it's trespassing on dine nefoshos from dine mamonos, right? Well, the pasuk tells you that you're potter from it. So what did the Riva do with the pasuk? What does the Riva do with the Gemara? So that's why this is a preoccupation for in the early 20th century Brisker learning. This there's several across several different yeshivas, Rav Sheps, Rav Fishman, not that they didn't know each other, they were photographed together, which I can show you more than once, but they developed separate approaches to the machlokas, the Riva and the Ri, which we'll remain agnostic to until we learn it through. And it looks dense because I have it in front of me and it's several pages. And it finishes with it finishes with an explanation that comes from a reconciliation of a stira in the Rambam from the Griz. And these are Talmidim of the Griz, right? Rav Sheps and Chinuch Fishman were Talmidim of the Griz. Yeah. Fishman was supposed to be a Talmud Muvak of the Griz. I don't know who said that. Someone, the Wikipedia says that.
That maybe it was Simcha Sheps who supposed it was the Talmud Muvak of the Griz.
Well, I didn't tape any of that. It's too bad. Okay, so the suggestion was made that really kofar is a type of damage, right? That kofar is a type of damage, and the nizak here is not the same as the nichbal. The nichbal is the guy who got beat up. He's the one you pay the money to. In this case, the nizak are the people that survived the person that got killed by the shor or killed in the murder. Right? So, it's a type of compensation that you're paying the family for the hefsid of you don't have this guy, whatever economic footprint, and that's the Beis Din, well, the Beis Din will determine that. It's specific to each person. Whatever the economic footprint was, you have to compensate them. If it was a woman who didn't make much money, they'll figure that out. This just pays for the convalescence, like the 2 weeks that you didn't work. It's not a lifetime thing. This is you're out of the game forever. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they amortize this for someone who's 95. I don't know.
Like permanent boshet. Like, I don't know, like, permanent
psychological
there's
damage. No permanent with that stuff.
No?
No. The shuma by tsar is how much would I have to pay you to withstand this pain? Like, the Gemara says the shuma by tsar is how much would you, if I cut your finger off, I figure out how much would I have to pay a guy to cut his finger off? How much money would they want just for the tsar of it? So they say, oh, you have to include the loss of the finger also. So the Gemara says, no. The finger's hanging by a thread. This isn't the loss of the finger. This is just the tsar. So they isolate that specifically, but that's different.
Gotcha.
This is the amortized earning potential of the person over a lifetime.
So I think I'm a couple of times behind, or I'm correct, and I need to be more shocked about this one, that regarding the case of the cover, isn't that specifically because of the fact that
it's a pidyon nefesh for yourself, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in this case, we're saying that you're getting killed, you have to pay the pidyon nefesh anyway?
Okay, so that's the not behind. You're exactly right. Because we were suggesting, so our first solution was what you said, that really there's a chov mamon that is kofar, that has to do with the amortized earning potential over a lifetime.
We're saying, but the other way of viewing is that's not about that.
Well, it's not the other way of viewing, it's the only way to view it.
Yes.
The truth is, the pasuk tells you, right? Rashi says it's a pidyon nefesh. And the Pusik tells you that you have to be Poda your Nefesh. So it's not really Mamon. Even though you're paying the value of the person, you're paying it, it's Kofar, Kofar Kapara. It's how you do the Kapara, right? So if you're doing Kapara with it, then it's not really Tashlumi Mamon. If it's not Tashlumi Mamon, then we're back to sort of the same problem. Then what is it? Right? And how do you have a Kal V'chomer from Shor? Right? How is the Shor Chayev in it? If it's not Tashlumi Mamon,
well, the
Shor can't be a murderer.
Shor can't be Chayev Stam, so of course it would default to the person who's responsible for it.
Fair enough, but the Shor can't do a crime either. Right? The Shor can't really do anything that would require Pidyon Nefesh. That's fair. But what is the Pidyon Nefesh for?
Pidyon Nefesh is for technically the family.
Okay, but for what? I didn't do Hariga.
She is
here. I know, but Pidyon Nefesh because I was a bad Shomer? I have to be Poda my Nefesh for being a lousy Shomer? I mean, all I did here is not watch my Shor.
And the cause of someone's death, that's your, you now, by being that type of responsible, because it was something that your responsibility has led to death and all, so therefore
fair.
You have to.
Okay. Okay. All right. But the question is, now we have to, now if we step back and say, okay, we've identified two things in Kofar. There's a Mamon thing, and there's a Kapara thing that has to do with someone's death and being Poda. So, what do you think the Riva was talking about in the Kim Leibet Rabine? What's he resolving there? If you think of Kofar as two different things, Mamon and Kofar and Pidyon, what is the Riva talking about?
Mamon, which is lying.
Mamon, right? Because that's how it always works. That's the Re's response to the Riva, is that Kim Leibet Rabine works by Mamon. The Riva is going to stick with that. He holds that you need that. What the Riva is saying, the first move you're going to make here is to say that the Riva is saying that even with the patur of the pasuk, that only patters you from the chov of pidyon nefesh. It doesn't patter you from the mamon. You still could be chayev the mamon that you identified, even when you're not chayev the kofar. That sounds crazy, doesn't it?
What's the pidyon nefesh?
The pidyon nefesh is the kapara. That's the chov kapara. That the patur, the pasuk patters you from the obligation to be poda yourself, according to the Riva. But the chov mamon still exists. Is there any other case where the chov mamon could be separate from the chiyuv kofar? There is. I found a case. It's on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. And we don't have to look at it now, but the Gemara specifically says that if you don't hold like Chizkiah, and you do a Hariga B'Shogeg, you're chayev tashlumi mamon, and Rashi says, well, look at it, Demei Ha'isha. Doesn't say Kofar. Says Demei Ha'isha. Mamon. Right? Not Kofar. So there is an inyan of Damim for a person that is not Kofar. So I can support that. So the Riva is suggesting that even with the Pasuk, you still need a Patur from Mamon. The Re says that the two things are commingled. The Patur potters you from the kofar, which is the mamon. But we still haven't solved the major mystery here, right? The major mystery is, what is the difference? What is the chov mamon for? And what is the pidyon for? What are we being mischaper for that's different from the tashlumi mamon?
Do you mind explaining a little more of the question? Hopefully
yeah.
You know the question there.
So. I'll explain it. So the question is, and this is more of a question about the shore. When I kill somebody, for sure I've done the lav, lo tirtzach, right? I did the iser. And I'm going to get the misa. For sure, I've also been mafsid mamon from somebody who survives them. And I'm going to, one way or the other, I'll either pay that or I'll be pater from it. What else is left to be mischaper for? What else is left? What happens in the case of Shor and Niskel where there's no Hariga? What is the Kofar addressing? That's what I'm asking. The Kofar has to be addressing something that isn't covered by the Onesh. I'm already getting Misa for the Hariga. Isn't that Mischaper me? What? Because the Gemara, this is back to, you know, this is our original question. What we identified is that nobody suggested that you're not Chayev Kofar by Hariga. Nobody suggested that. There is a suggestion that Kim Leibet Rabine knocks out the Mamon, and then there's a clear sugya that everybody agrees to on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph that says that you're putter from Tashlume Kofar by Hariga. But in principle, the kofar exists. The chov exists in principle, right? So that means that there's something that Misa does not address. What is that thing? Is that dini mamonis or is that dini nefashos? Is kofar dini mamonis or dini nefashos? Right? Mamon clearly lives in one world. Tashlume mamon the hefsid is dini mamonis. And the misa is clearly dini nefashos. What is the kofar?
Maybe one can argue.
Since the Riva says that Kim Leibet Ramine tells me that I'm not chayev in Tashlume Mamon, but I already used Asher Yushasalav from the Gemara Chav Vav Amad Aleph to tell me that I'm not chayev kofar. So what does that address? What am I addressing? I'm already addressing the Lo Tirtzach with my Misa. I'm addressing the Hefsed Mamon with Kim Leibet Ramine. Why does the Torah have to pater me from kofar? What would that possibly address? When you kill somebody, you do three things. You do an isser, right? You do something morally. You have a moral transgression. Lo tirtzach. That's just privately between you and God. You kill somebody. You also are mafsid mamon from whoever is depending on that person. So you've committed a religious transgression and you have destroyed an object. So the person is an object in the world of a bunch of subjects, right? The person is the breadwinner for lots of hungry mouths and family members, and he supports the community. So in terms of the iser, lo tirtzach, that you get the misa for. The nezek, it turns out, ramifies. The nezek ramifies into two envelopes. The nezek ramifies into the envelope of object, that you destroyed an object that exists for other people, the object being the breadwinner, right? So that person is an object for those subjects. But you also destroyed the world of a subject. Okay, you also destroyed completely a world. Your nezek was the destruction of a world. And in the sense that the Torah considers your mind to be a complete world that you've created, right? In the sense that Kant meant it, that you make an entire world with all your halakhic a priori's, you make a world. As a subject, you make a world. So when I kill somebody, in the sense of damages, I've done three things. I've committed the sin of lo tirtzach. I've destroyed a money
box.
Someone that is an object for subjects. But I've also done something. I have annihilated a subjectivity which is treated separately. So how do I know that the Torah considers the killing of a person, the annihilation of a subjectivity, separate from the Hefsed Mamon? So I know it from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Because the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, and this is to defend myself from anyone who wouldn't be a Kantian, which you're free not to be, but I think that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin supports it, because it says, Lefikach, Nivra Adam Yechidi, Lamdach, Shekol Hama'abed Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, Ma'ala Vakasuv, Ki'ilu Ibid Olam Mole. Vakol Makayim Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, Ma'ala Vakasuv, Ki'ilu Kayim Olam Mole. Right? So the Bartanura, is there a Bartanura in this? Is he the guy? Is this the Bartanura? No, this is the Bir Mishnah. Oh.
Is that the Bartanura?
So the Bartanura says, I think the Bartanura says that Al Adam Achas Misyashev Ha'olam. So something like that. Something pretty close to that. That one person supports the whole world. So obviously we don't mean that there's only one person in the world. But what we mean is that each person creates a world. Each person has a world. Each person has a world in their minds. They have a halachic world. They have a phenomenal world. There's something more than an object. They're a subject. So what the kapara is addressing is the ramification of of destroying a person that you don't have when I kill a shor. When I kill a shor, I destroy an object, halachically. I've taken away an objectivity. It's an object for subjects. When I kill a person, betoras nezek, I've destroyed subject and object. I've done a sin, lo tirtzach. That's my own That's my own transgression. Mi'odom l'makom. That's my transgression. That's a sin. But b'toras nezek, I have destroyed two things. I am the destroyer of two worlds in two different envelopes. I've taken an object from subjects, but I've destroyed entire subjectivity. A world of a priori's and concepts, and bringing halachic ideas into the world has been eradicated. Nezek addresses that. The kapara addresses that. So when we say that you're mechaper, I think what it's addressing is not strictly the objectivity. The tashlume mamon addresses the objectivity. The tashlume kapara addresses the subjectivity. That's what you have to be. That's an enormous thing that's happened. In terms of nezek, you haven't just taken away a breadwinner. A world is finished. A world of subjectivity is gone. That's nezek. That's not just dini mamonos. That's not just dini nefashos. That's a destruction. That's nezek. You don't have to buy that answer. The question can you? I'm perfectly happy if you still don't know what the kapara is for. That's my own. That's my own take on the because really, what you have to do no matter what. What you have to do no matter what is separate mamon from kapara. And you really have to separate mamon and kapara from lo tirtzach. So you have dine nefashos on one side. Kapara definitely lives with dine mamonis. That's how the kal v'chomer works. The kal v'chomer cannot work unless kapara is, the kofar is dine mamonis. The kofar can only be dine mamonis if the kofar is nezek. What nezek is there besides hefsed mamon? Now you're where I started. Now, you can be an idealist and say that as an idealist, you're a destroyer of worlds. Or you can have a different idea of what the nezek is that the kapara is addressing. But to me, if every person is both subject and object, this gemara works, this limud works well, and the riva works well. Because what the riva is saying is that the tashlume, the pasuk tells you that when you do the hariga, even though you're a destroyer of worlds in addition to being a rotzeach, you're putter from the tashlumen of destroyer of worlds. You are not putter from the nizke mamon. That you need kimle, you're not putter from the hefsed mamon. Kimle bitarabine putters you from the hefsed mamon. Destroyer of worlds, the pasuk addresses. Kimle bitarabine addresses hefsed mamon. I can almost guarantee that Rav Sheps and Chanuch Fishman will not say this. Shot.